Hi, I'm Lakeisha.
Hey, I'm Natalie.
And this is
Life Cracks Us Up.
Are you picking up what we're putting down? Are you enjoying the content? Is there feedback you'd like to provide or topics you'd like to discuss? How about you give us a call and share your thoughts? 757-504-4649. That's 757-504-4649. We would love to hear from you.
Hey, y'all.
Howdy.
Hey, nice to see you. Better yet, nice for you to see us.
All right.
So, what's cracking? What's been up since I last saw you 2 weeks ago? I already know the answers, but we do this for you. I already know what's been up the last 2 weeks.
Oh, wait, not the for real stuff. Yeah.
No, the stuff we can share with her.
Oh, okay. Well, that's great. It's wonderful. Awesome.
Me too. Oh, stock cam.
I don't have, you know, and I thought about putting, no, I did a favor. I put on socks because I don't have the sexy toes just yet. Toes are just not cute anyway. I don't care what you say.
Why? They can be.
They could be. But, you know, I was thinking of getting into porn.
Okay.
Because right now I got this naked toe issue going on.
I promise you there's somebody who will be into that.
Yeah, because I don't know, my toenail came off. It's like, oh, so now it's naked. So anybody wants some pictures of naked toes?
Girl, I promise you. Go ahead and keep playing until you start getting inboxed for pictures of your feet. And then your husband's going to have a fit. You go ahead and keep playing.
He can have a fit all he wants to if that money takes us on a trip.
It has the potential to, that's I'm right. telling you.
I will paint those toes. If you want to paint it, you want to design, I don't care.
I'm working on it.
Okay.
I'm working on it.
Right, toes are your thing. I'm like,
I mean, as long as there's an audience for it, I'm not like.
What about elbows? Anybody into elbows? I don't know.
For some strange reason, I feel like there are people into elbows, knees, shoulders.
Well, I got all that.
What is that?
Head, shoulders, knees, and toes. Okay.
You ever see that show on TV, My Strange Addiction?
Yeah, I have seen it like maybe one or two episodes.
So in my opinion, you know, the one that no one asks for, but I insist on giving.
Yes, yes.
I don't believe every single one of those stories are true. Like, they got people who like lick dirt and like hump cars. Like, they're in a relationship with a car.
Yeah, yeah, like that's just, like that doesn't make any sense.
That's my problem. Yeah. It doesn't make
it's sensational.
Yeah, yeah.
So what about anything eating starch? You ever heard of people eating starch?
We're not talking about like pasta, rice, bread.
No.
Because I'm all into that kind of stuff.
I don't think. No, it's not. It's not. Because, yeah, I'm into that too. Yeah. But like the starch.
Starch?
Yeah.
How does one eat? Well, I always think about it in a spray.
Not spray starch.
I guess.
No.
What are we talking about?
Yeah, what is it? Because I heard somebody talking about somebody eating starch. And he said something about like powder or white stuff. So I don't know. Can you buy a box of starch?
Like, I'm old school, so I remember back in the day when we used to iron creases in our pants.
Yeah, with the yes,
and we would spray starch. So that's what I'm thinking.
Well, maybe I'm misunderstanding what they were talking about, because I'm like, because I know like it's pica, I think is a word for people who want to eat non-food items. I'm like people that are pregnant or something. I don't know.
Okay.
So, I don't know. Of course.
I mean, I know. The nation went through that whole Tide Pod.
No, not the Tide Pod.
No, I'm just saying, like, people eating weird stuff and doing different, you know.
So, okay, talking about that, we're all over the place, as usual. Evidently, there was another one of those where people were trying to eat cocoa powder or something.
I saw that, and they were cinnamon. It was cinnamon, and they were straight choking and dying.
Right, so, you know, I like to bake, so I've got all kinds of stuff in my house, so I use cocoa powder. And some things are only for me because I bake.
Right.
Well, the kid likes, like, hot chocolate or whatever.
Right.
So she saw that and thought, ooh, this might be really good. Luckily, I wasn't there to see it, because I would have bopped her in the head.
So wait, she used the cocoa powder.
And she put it in her mouth. She did not make a drink. She put, because she thought it would be, ooh, good chocolate.
Good for her.
Oh, I know. I good said, I wish
her.
I'd
well, I
that.
Wish I could have been
Oh, I wish I'd have. Oh, my gosh. When she told me, I was rolling. I was.
Because you know exactly how it looked and how it tasted and everything. Yeah.
That'd would you get for going?
I would have never even thought to. Okay, I did do one thing when I was younger. Alka-Seltzer.
I can't do that now.
Now,
what did you do with it?
Mind you, this was back in the 70s when it wasn't even. They didn't have all these flavors and nighttime, daytime. It was just Alka-Seltzer. So I found some Alka-Seltzer, and I guess I had seen like my mom or my dad or somebody use it. So I plop, plop, fizz, fizz, and I tasted it, and I was like, ugh. Now, I don't remember exactly how old I was, but I was like, I'm not drinking that. So instead of pouring it out, I put it in the refrigerator. And I remember my dad came home and was like, what is this? Yo, I was a terrible liar as a child. You ask my siblings, they will tell you. I lied about every little thing, like everything. I was like, I don't know. And it was like, you know, smelled it. This is, who did this? Not me. I don't know who did it, but it wasn't me. Mm. So needless to say, I finished a glass of Alka-Seltzer that day.
Oh,
you know, hell, because I would make my child do it today.
I can't do Alka-Seltzer. I can't get past the bubbles. I don't know. I like tried to drink it and it's like.
You drink soda?
I do, but it somehow is not the same. I just cannot.
Some things are mental.
I can't make myself drink Alka-Seltzer.
Yeah, some things are mental because there are certain foods I can't eat simply because I know what it is. Like, I bet lamb is great. But lamb,
little lamb,
goat. I always say, "Oh, curry goat and goat this and
because it's a goat.
It's a goat.
It's a goat, right?
So I'm like,
but we eat chickens.
Man, I'll fuck a chicken up. I had chicken on my way here. I'll get in.
But some things are just like, no, yeah. I don't think you should eat that.
I told you about the barbecue turtle incident. I might have even talked about it last season. But I was, my ex-boyfriend, I was with his family in New York, and we were at somebody else's house, and, you know, they were serving food, and we were eating, whatever, and I'm eating, and I should have known immediately, because everybody stopped to watch me eat. Mm-hmm. So I'm like, you know, I took some, tasted great, and I'm like eating, and then I'm looking like, wait, everybody's still looking at me. I was like, what is this? Like, I knew immediately when people start staring at you like that,
they want to see your response.
They want to see your reaction. So I'm like, I was like, what is this? And I was looking around the table and key. I was like, for real, stop playing. And I was like, it's barbecue snapping turtle.
Oh, gosh.
I was like, God damn it, shit. I was so mad because it did taste good.
But it can't.
But the minute I knew what it was, I was done with it.
But I did try alligator because I was in Louisiana.
It doesn't end up high.
Yeah, it didn't. It wasn't hard, but yeah, I would never do it
again.
Was
it chewy?
It was. It was. Yeah. It's like, I don't like textures like that. Like, lobster is a weird texture for me. No. Okay, my child wanted lobster one time. Went to Red Lobster. You know, I was like, okay, well, she wants to try it. And she was little. She wants to try it, so I'll go ahead and order her a lobster. That thing comes.
You ordered a lobster or a lobster tail?
Lobster.
Oh,
when that thing came, she about jumped out of her seat.
That's some ugly food.
Yes, it is. Like,
just give me the tail.
It seems like it would be an insect or something. It's like, it doesn't look like, but hey, crabs.
They're like rodents of the sea.
Yeah, they look disgusting. Yeah.
But at the same time, I'm like, with some butter.
Yeah, no, and the texture, I can't get past the texture. Like I said, crabs. I used to eat the ones, you know, the regular size one you catch because we're from
blue water. Like the small blue crab.
Okay, blue, white.
I mean, but is that what we're talking about?
Yeah, the regular size ones you get. If somebody was crabbing around here.
Yeah.
Well, yeah, but that's what I grew up with. I didn't realize it was a waste of time until I joined the military and I was in some other state. And somebody's like, yeah, let's go over to whatever the store is and get some crabs. I was like, okay, I'm thinking I'm going to get the... Girl, when I tell you the crab legs or like the big... I was like, I don't know. Dungeness is too big for me, but yeah, those big king crabs, I think they're called.
Yeah.
Oh my gosh, why was I wasting my time with those other ones?
They're so tedious and so hard to get into. And
to get the reward.
Right. The reward is not worth the effort. It's really, you spent 15 minutes just cracking it
to getting to,
and then you're picking the meat out like this.
Yes, you're picking the meat.
Yeah, we just had the snow crab, like Sam's Club sells the snow crab, like, and they're good ones.
Yeah, okay.
They're good ones. They're nice size. And my daughter has, I don't know if she just kind of times it or if she eyes it. I don't know. But every single time when we snap it, the whole meat comes out.
No.
It's not stringy.
Oh my gosh.
And
she's got a special set of skills.
Keisha, I'm telling you, it's every single time.
No.
I have yet to have her. So anytime we do crab legs, I put a bunch of plastic on the floor. And we put the pan in the middle, mm-hmm. and the three of us sit around.
Oh, yep. Yes. Oh, yep. My gosh. Now I got to get some.
Yep. In the old place, we used to bring the table in from the dining room. And although we could have just did that this time with the desk table. But anyway.
It's a good place.
Yes. Yeah. So we just set everything out, and then everybody sits on the plastic, get busy. Mm-hmm. When we're done, just take all the.
Yep.
Done. And then you just clean up, you know, the dishes. But there's still only like. Two dishes. Yeah. There's a pot and, you know, the butter dish.
Yeah, that's it.
So nothing
that's
major. But every single time she makes them, there's the claw. By the time you break the thingy open and just snap it, you're pulling that whole meat out
of my house.
Every time.
I need her in my house.
I know. You better tell her.
But also, you were talking about something we don't eat. Like, have you seen, I know it's really old, Demolition Man with Wesley Snipes?
I have, yeah.
Way long time ago. But yeah, so they were underground and, you know, they were eating the food or whatever. And he said something like, talking about the burger or whatever. He said, the guy's like, you see any cows around here?
Right.
Girl, I was, I think, like rat or something. They were like,
okay, so I'm going to say something. And I know that we're going to get a bunch of... Because this is going to make y'all stop eating some Chinese food. I 1000% love Chinese food. Mm-hmm, but the only thing I get from Chinese food now, when it comes to meat, is shrimp. Because I know what it is. Well, this is the thing. Stupid ass YouTube. Somebody sent me a video one time of this lady. And she just had a bucket of rats. And she was taking the rat by the tail, and it was still moving around, and she would slap it on the table, throw it to this side, take another, slap it, and it would, you know, knock him out, kill it, whatever. And that's what they were using for their meat. So ever since then, I was like, not me. And I do have to wonder, how do they get that beef so tender?
Because they smack it.
Exactly why, because it's not.
No, like, it's Kobe beef. They massage it and sing to it.
Man, fuck out of here. Kobe beef.
Yes.
So, yeah, so that stopped me from doing the chicken and the, now I will get the wings, the fried wings. You know what I mean? Because I can see what that is. But yeah, it turned me off. What bothered me even more is that I stopped myself from eating it because I enjoyed it. Like I was bothered by the fact that I couldn't eat it because that goes back to what I was saying before. It's my mental. Once my mental plays that trick on me, I'm done. So, because I've been eating that my entire life.
Yeah, exactly.
So if it is dog, cat, rat.
As long as it tastes good.
Right. I've been eating it.
But you know, but okay. So now you only eat the shrimp, but.
And the fried wings.
Do they cook it in the same thing?
So basically what I hear you saying is stop eating Chinese because the rice, everything goes in the same damn pan. You know what? I just literally in this moment feel like I have to question our friendship. They do cook it in the same wok.
Right?
They use a wok.
It's the same walk.
My niece bought me a wok, and it was one of the best gifts ever because I do use it when I make my fried rice and stuff. I
does make it come in my out wok. Better? Because I made some just last week. I think I made some fried rice.
I mean, it's easier because I also made. I used to make it in my cast iron skillets, and when she got me the wok, I started using the wok.
I know it's just like the surface area, whatever's supposed to be better. And,
yeah.
I don't know. I had one once upon a time, but
I do enjoy my wok.
Waka waka waka.
Fozzie Bear. Yeah. My cousin Yolanda used to do that all the time. Waka waka waka.
But yeah, I don't need fancy cookware, even though I have a lot of cookware, because
you'd prefer the fancy bakeware though.
Yeah, because I can't cook. Because cannot.
You cook. Can cook.
I cannot.
You can cook. You can cook. Speaking of cooking, did I tell you about my cheesecake sweet potato pies?
Yes, you did. Okay. Oh, my God.
So I'm actually making one for Thanksgiving, and I'm going to do a regular sweet potato pie. I need you to understand, I got a recipe from Quiche. Everybody I've made this sweet potato pie for has been like, yo, that shit is banging. So I just kind of tweak it a little bit. There's something I throw in there that you don't. But
well, I got the recipe for somebody else and I tweaked it, threw something in there.
Yeah. So I took yours and I tweaked it. And I threw something in there.
I guess that the competition is on.
No, it's not. You're not even gonna get me to step into your arena. I'm not that dumb. That's like somebody fighting Mike Tyson back in the 80s and 90s. Not gonna happen. But yeah, so I'm gonna do that. I'm gonna do this the plain sweet potato. I'm gonna do the sweet potato cheesecake. It actually did come out really good. Mm. I learned, because I'm not a baker, and I know you say, oh, it's all about the measurement and the, I still fuck it up. Doing measurements to the T. So certain things, like with the sweet potato pie, I don't do so much measurement. That I do by taste. Mm. However I want my pie to taste in the end, I just keep going until I get it to what I want to taste. But I do kind of sort of have, like, I know I'm putting, you know, I shake that twice.
See, that's times. A cook. That's how cooks do things.
Exactly.
I'm a baker. Got to level it off. Yes.
So we'll see how it works, because I'm also going to try, like, I want some kind of like apple cake. Got a recipe? I did not for apple cake.
Huh.
Like, I want something like that. I'll have to show you. I saw something on, I was accidentally on TikTok. Speaking of TikTok, I need to talk to you about that. But I saw this thing and I was like, no, I'm lying. It was on Instagram.
Okay.
Yeah. So I sent it to myself because, you know, I don't really know how to do that stuff. So I legit sent the link to myself. I texted it to me. So I'm going to try the cake and the two pies and take those to Thanksgiving dinner.
You're going to try the cake for the first time to Thanksgiving? Because you know the rule of Thanksgiving is you can't be trying new stuff.
I am trying new stuff. Wow. The good thing is I have a very honest audience. Like, don't bring that shit in here again. Or, hey, this was good. Maybe next time. Yeah. Or, this was really great. You should bring this again. It's going to be one of the three. And I'll appreciate any three of those bits of feedback.
So, Nephew Tommy's not coming, is he? Because did you hear the one where he called? He said he was somebody. He was the designated to call and let that person know to tell their mama not to bring whatever it was she brought, like macaroni and cheese. Tell her, you know, everybody don't want your mama to bring it. I'm going to bring it this time, because no, your mama can't.
No.
you know they cussed them out.
Yes.
You don't play with nobody's mama.
No, you don't. But not only that. Like, did somebody really, truly put him up to, you know what I mean? Like, was it for real?
I know,
like,
right? Like,
oh my gosh.
It better not have been, because that Thanksgiving dinner wouldn't be the same.
So
the
awkward.
God, it was like, what?
Yeah.
Tell your mama.
That's awkward. Did we have a topic today? Because we haven't touched on Jack.
We did.
I'm going to tell you what else we didn't even do. Pay attention to the time. Like, we're just free balling today.
That's right. It feels good.
It does.
It's just no structure. My hair down.
Yeah. Let my hair. Yo, I just need you to understand, looking in there and watching me, and it's different. I'm all dizzy now. I'm like, whoa.
Where are we going?
Yeah. I feel like a Muppet. Who's the one who plays the drums? Or does she play guitar?
No, I don't know.
No, Animal played the drums, but it was the one she had, like, or was it a guy? With the lawn, and they're like,
I have no idea.
Okay,
are Muppets? What
are they still a thing?
Yeah, is that Sesame Street? No,
Sesame Street's still on, it's hanging on by a thread.
The Muppets is different.
Yeah, wow. Muppets were different. Remember the two old men
who used to crack jokes?
They were probably the funniest part. You know, what was my shit? Fraggle Rock.
You know, I used to watch
Time's
that.
Get away. Worries for another day. Let the music play. Down the Fraggle Rock.
But is that the one where the guy was leading them through the woods at the beginning? Was that the one?
Matt. Traveling Matt.
I don't know. But my thought, I remember, is like one of those shows for kids. It started off with a guy leading them through, you know, coming through the woods, whatever. It's like, that wouldn't fly today.
The woods? You better not be trying to Kelly people.
Right. But yeah, it was way back in the day. But yeah, they were going like into his special, into the, you know, like the special hiding place. I don't know what it was.
I mean, they were in like a cave. They were like in a, I don't even know where Fraggle were.
Fraggle Rock was their location, I think it was.
Yeah, but like.
Where was it?
Yeah, it was like.
It was in Narnia. Because
I didn't. But wasn't there Traveling Matt, right?
I don't remember that.
Yeah.
I don't know.
I think Traveling Matt was from Fraggle Rock.
Somebody to tell us. And somebody then, remembers because I don't.
Yeah. And remember Gary Ganoos?
No Ganoos is good Ganoos with Gary Ganoos.
You know,
I see, that's like I used to way back when. Oh yeah, I was all up for that. Was that like Saturday morning? You got to get up and watch all the cartoons.
Yes. What about Great Space Coaster?
Great Space Coaster.
On the Great Space Coaster. Get on board on the Great Space Coaster. Something. Get on board. Step inside. Soaring for a magic ride.
Wow.
Something to the other side. We're only rainbows high on the Great Space Coaster. Don't take me back to my childhood.
Oh gosh. Okay, so I don't remember all of that.
Yeah.
But was that the same show as what Gary Ganoo was on?
No, so Great Space Coaster was different than.
I don't even know what that.
Fraggle Rock.
No, Gary Ganoo was on.
No, Gary Ganoo was on Fraggle Rock.
No.
Yes.
No.
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 What was he on?
I don't know, but it wasn't Fraggle Rock. Fraggle Rock was full of Fraggles.
Gary Ganoo was a Fraggle, man.
Okay, ask. Gary Ganoo.
You know what? I'm going to tell you who I'm not going to ask. Siri. She be fucking playing with me. Watch. Hey, Siri. What show was Gary Ganoo on?
She don't even want to talk to you. Gary Ganoo.
See, that's what I'm saying. Like, she's useless. Nope, there it is. This is a clip of Gary.
That's not Gary Ganoo.
Ma'am, he's a Fraggle. I hate this bitch. I hate her so much. Like, she really had me going there for a second. Gary Ganoo.
Now, how do you spell Ganoo?
G-N-U.
Ganoo. Like, gun it.
Oh, Gary Ganoo was on a Great Space Coaster.
See?
There he is.
Yeah, he's green.
Gary Ganoo.
Wow. Who knew Gary Ganoo?
Gary Ganoo. No Ganoos is good Ganoos with Gary Ganoo. Please don't make me play a clip of Gary Ganoo. I need, and don't make me sound crazy. I know half of you remember the Great Space Coaster.
Because we are talking to people that are around here.
Gary Ganoo.
Hey. This is Gary Ganoo, and no Ganoo's is good Ganoo show. The only TV Ganoo's program guaranteed to contain no Ganoo's whatsoever.
See, that was good stuff.
Oh, I can do this stuff all day. I can do it all day. Okay.
Wow.
Thank you, Gary Ganoo. But yes, I stand corrected, and yes. I apologize because
I don't remember.
I still thought that he was a Fraggle. But I mean, he was green in a puppet, so.
I don't even remember what Fraggles looked like, what Fraggles did. Who came up with some of that stuff?
I don't know, but I'm so grateful because I had a great childhood. These kids now, they can't even appreciate. Look, there go the Fraggles.
What's a Fraggle? Oh, they look like Muppets on crack.
I mean, remember Fraggle Rock?
Yeah, they look.
I don't know. Fraggle Rock, but yeah.
Yeah, those are the days.
It really was.
You know, yeah, maybe, you know, I always say now, like, I didn't have an imagination, and I don't know, maybe if I could channel my inner child, because I did used to watch that stuff and I did enjoy it.
Yeah,
but now I'm so
Do you remember when Woody Woodpecker was not the second Woody Woodpecker, because he was whack? You remember the first Woody Woodpecker?
I didn't know there were
original.
Yeah, I don't know if I knew there was another one.
Oh no, there definitely was. There was the second one looked cheesy. Original Woody Woodpecker.
I used to watch Curious George.
loved Curious George, the man with the yellow hat.
The man with the yellow hat.
See the difference?
Oh.
Yeah.
So that was the original.
That's the original Woody Woodpecker. That's the dope Woody Woodpecker. He looked cheesy. He looked like, oh, we need new people to draw Woody Woodpecker, so can we get, where is he? There, he just looked black.
You know, that's another thing, too, about getting somebody different to draw it. One of the reasons I have not done a follow-up book to my Wally is that I'm not able to get the first artist. So I wonder how, and I haven't pursued it, but I wonder if I could find somebody, because I mean, artists are good. They can recreate, right? Just like tattoo artists can do some things with other people's stuff.
Yeah.
So I need to start.
So where's the person, where's the original illustrator? She just doesn't, or they just don't want to do it, or?
Yeah, it was some crazy problems they were having.
Girl, I thought you were going to say it's some crazy person. I was like, you can't say that.
They don't know. Oh, no, actually it's not on the book. Yeah, it was some kind of mess going on and behind the scenes.
Gotcha.
So I was like, oh, and I loved it because I had no idea what Wally was supposed to look like. I just wrote the words.
Mm-hmm.
And so the person I was working with, actually, they worked with someone else. And she sent me a few the first time, and I was like, I don't know who that is, but that's not Wally.
Right.
And then when she sent me another, I was like, there he is. Yeah. So it was like, it was really weird, the connection I had with him. So I'd like him to be the same.
We don't want them to look like stars in Hollywood now. They look one way today and another way. Why did Mickey Rourke do that to his face?
I haven't seen him.
Girl. You don't remember, did you watch any of the Iron Man movies?
Yeah.
You don't remember Mickey Rourke when he was in the cave and they had him build the suit?
See? Yeah, but that wasn't that fake?
Ma'am, that was his face.
No. Because, you know, now they can, you know, do all kinds of weird stuff.
Ma'am, that was his face. That was his whole face. I remember Mickey Rourke back when he was fine as hell. All right. Today's going to be a phone day, y'all.
Yeah, I don't.
Don't mind us, because we are going to Mickey Rourke then and now. That's what I'm getting ready to Google, you know, images.
Some people, yeah, why do they do certain things to them? Like, that's one thing I always said, I would not do plastic surgery because I think I could get addicted to it. But some people, the after doesn't look better than the before. No, that's not real.
Ma'am, it is 1,000,000,000% real. Ma'am, that's real.
Why?
Look how fine he was.
Yeah, I didn't realize he was fine until I saw the unfine.
Yes, Mickey Rourke was everything back in the day.
Some people don't like the way they age.
I mean, but he didn't even give himself a chance to age because he started the plastic surgery like so early in life. But I mean, people age differently, I guess.
Yeah, he wasn't happy with what he saw in the mirror.
Apparently, I mean, look at Kenny Rogers. What? Kenny? Do you know you remember old Kenny Rogers? And
yeah, I think I was kind of in love with Kenny Rogers once upon a time. But new Kenny Rogers, I have no concept. I have no idea.
Okay. What about Jennifer Grey?
No, I heard about when she got her nose fixed or something that she
completely derailed her whole career.
Yeah.
Yeah. So she looked like a whole different person. You know who I recently saw and I was like, oh, Helen Hunt. Why?
But I know I saw Vivica Fox.
Vivica Fox?
Yeah, on one of those.
She is mad tight.
Yeah, the one that she's selling some kind of insurance or warranty.
The car warranty. Like, yeah.
Yeah, I feel like she probably would have looked better without doing whatever she did.
Little Kim.
But did she, I'm thinking of somebody else. But I don't know if I've seen her lately. But okay, I heard about Nicki Minaj when she went from whatever to, I guess, to Nicki.
Yeah.
And it was like calling her like plastic. Like she got so many things done.
Well,
They got something pulled out.
I know Kay Michelle got her ass redone to be normal again because she had so much in there.
I think I heard something like that. Yeah. Like, I got all this stuff packed in there.
Yeah.
It's like, I mean, I know I got some issues I want to work on, but I realized I need to work on it myself. Mm-hmm. And then maybe I'll appreciate it more. Then you go in there and, you know, it's not always guaranteed that you're going to, because Oh gosh, there's a couple of people who like died during plastic surgery. Wasn't
Kanye's mom?
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
And then there
Joan Rivers.
Yes, those are the two I was thinking about.
But I think that I don't have a problem with people, you know, if you feel like you need to fix something and you have the means to do it, you're not going into debt, you know, and you want to fix something. That, I mean, I'm all for that. If that's what builds your self-confidence. My issue is when you go so far that you're either A, unrecognizable, or B, you just don't look
real.
Okay. Yeah, right. Yeah. Like what?
Yeah. Like people get their eyes done and like some like cat lady or something they were calling, like she just
Oh my gosh.
Or like she looks ridiculous. It's just like those aren't normal.
Yeah. Was like, these are real.
The suit coolers.
Mm-hmm. I told you when I was little, they used to call me platter lips.
Really?
Yes. They used to call me platter lips. And my cousin, I know if she ever listens to this, she'll be like, yep, I remember that. But yeah, they used to call me platter lips. And now look, people try to pay for these.
Because I know back in the day,
platter
I
had lips.
This Caucasian friend, and she was always talking about a bubble butt. She didn't, she don't want a bubble butt. I was like, now everybody's trying to get a butt. What's a BBL?
Yeah.
Getting all that stuff put in your butt.
I'm hoping that's playing out though. Like, because I've seen some that were so unnatural. Like you could literally see, like it goes back, but
who legs?
Yeah. Like nobody really,
like that.
Yeah,
that's how and draw.
There's no hip. Not,
yeah,
it's just ass, and I'm like, that ain't real.
But I worry about what they put in you. Like,
later
they're gonna find out that you know, like when the breast implants first came out, and
remember they had to switch those.
Yeah, and take them out. Yeah. So now if you don't have the money to get it switched out. Or, you know, they leak and it's like, eek, it's enough. I got enough to worry about already than putting something foreign in there. Or,
And again, it's not even like, cause I'm in agreement with you and this isn't me bashing anybody who's done it.
No,
I just want you, if you're going to do it, please do it responsibly. You know what I mean? Sometimes you have to pay for what you're going to get. If a deal looks too good to be true, it's maybe. Probably too good to be true. So,
get a discounted butt lift, and next you know, your butt dragging on the ground.
Yeah,
but I'm not saying that you know nobody should do it because it is what you want to do.
Yeah,
like, me personally,
yeah.
I would love to, but I shouldn't.
Yeah,
because I'm telling you, I might go overboard too.
Yeah,
like, you know, my nose falling off.
See, there's not that much on me that I want to fix. If I'm being 100% honest, however. If there was something and I felt like, hey, this isn't drastic, it's affordable, you know, I ain't got to like
sell the kids.
Right. I used to say that all the time. But then in this day and age, I'm like, gosh, that sounds terrible. With all the trafficking and stuff.
Oh,
so, yeah. So I don't say it anymore.
Oh.
I don't say it anymore. Then I used to say, I'll just swing on an extra pole. And then I realized people actually thought I was swinging on poles. So I was like, I'll stop that too. And again, not that there's anything wrong with that, because if my body could give that, listen, I twirl a little bit. They make money when it's done right and in tasteful ways. So yeah, I think that I'm not opposed to forms of plastic surgery, but I just feel like it has to be safe and still look like you when you're done. That's all I ask.
Yeah, I would go totally overboard.
I would.
I'm telling you, get one thing done and it looks good. I was like, oh, well, let me try this. And
yeah, but then now you're on the little Kimbo.
Oh, yeah.
Now
you're making yourself a whole thing. I'm all plastic. I would be all plastic. So I made myself a promise.
Wouldn't be able to stand next to a heater.
Nope, right off. Because I'm telling you,
that might mess up your baking the minute you open the oven, your face starts melting.
I don't know why I keep doing that. Sticking my head in there. It's like stupid inside. I mean, glass all
fogged up. Yeah. You know, one thing I would like, maybe someone can point me in the direction of, I need someone who does microblading because I'm really tired of doing my own eyebrows. So if someone could recommend, point me in a direction, I'll do the research. But just give me some places to start. Not places you've heard of, but places where you've seen results, either yourself or someone you know.
What about a friend of a friend?
Okay. Yeah, as long as you've seen it.
No, I didn't see it. I heard it.
Okay. But you heard, what'd you hear?
I'm lying. I don't even know what you're talking about. I don't have eyebrows.
If you get microblades, you can, and they'll be on for a couple of years.
Oh, that's like tattooing?
No. They cut, like, I lost her right there. By the way, when I leave here, if time permits, I think I'm going to go get something pierced.
You know, you're into piercing. I'm into tattoo. Well, you're into piercing.
My tattoo is Monday.
Yeah, I can't pierce. I had, like, extra holes in my ears one time. I let them close. I don't pierce anything. But give me some ink.
Yeah.
Like you said, I'm too old. And then you come over here with new ones and make me want some new ones.
My whole sleeve is done. My leg is done from hip to ankle. And I will get this one. I still have some work to do on that one. So my appointment is Monday at 1. So I will have that done. Now, the only thing, like, because I would love to get something to my other arm, but of course, with my vitiligo, this does not tattoo.
Really?
It does not. It will not hold the ink. Like, what it holds, it's super duper light. Because this one I have here across the arm, we tested a patch down here just so we could see. Because my tattoo artist was like, I don't know what it'll do. So when we did this, I have a patch, like, all here is all vitiligo. So we tested a patch right here. Now you can see the color, but it's much lighter than everything else. And that's not even to say that it won't kick that out at some point. I don't know what it's going to do.
Let me ask, because you had tattoos before already, before the vitiligo. Mm-hmm. Have you had any areas that were tattooed already?
And then, nope.
Wow. So maybe tattooing would have prevented.
Who knows? Mm. It's very possible. Very possible.
But yeah, I was just the other night, for some reason, I was thinking about my tattoos. Like, because I'm
let's go get the ink. Stop it. You're not.
It hurts.
Now say that. Say that.
I did it. I was like, oh gosh, I forgot.
Yes, say that.
I forgot. Because I started off with the one here. That was my first one ever. Because I couldn't get my hair appointment. So I said, well, let's go get a tattoo. I got this from my first duty station in Washington. And then my second one was Germany. I got something on my leg. Rode a motorcycle for the first time downtown to some dude's house, who probably wasn't licensed, who had probably never worked on a person of color. So that red, he tried to make couldn't walk the next day.
Oh my God.
So that was two. So then I went to Texas, but I didn't get one while I was stationed there. And I thought about it. Why didn't I? So I went to visit somebody in Texas. So I got my, but needed more time to heal before I sat on that plane ride with my gut folded over. So it ain't the most beautiful. Yeah, that was crazy. So then, where'd it go? I went back to Germany. So I didn't get another one there. Good. And then I went to Hawaii and got a dolphin.
Okay.
And that was the best one ever. It did not even hurt. I mean, I got my leg laid out on the side and I'm over here. And I was like, are you doing something? Like, that was the best. I don't even, the spray or something. I don't even remember. I was like, that was the best one ever.
Okay.
So then I came back here. So I was like, okay, well, I'm at home. I'm going to get one. And I hadn't gotten one since I got with my husband. So I was like, you know what? I'll let you pick one. He has no tattoos. None whatsoever. He picks out this. Tell me what it looks like. I don't even know. I don't even look back there. On my back, my tramp stamp.
Yeah.
It is about the whole width of my back. All floral and colored. And I was like, oh my God. I got to stop. I got it. I told the dude, just stop. He's like, no. I was like, I promise I won't tell anybody it was you. Just leave it like it's just stop.
For real?
Yeah, I told him, quit. Quit touching
me. So you never got it finished?
Oh, no, it's finished.
Oh, okay.
I was finished, but I was talking trash the whole time. I was like, oh my God, just stop it.
I will say, like, I've had this one only hurt. Like, tattoos hurt. I mean, there's no way around that. Yeah. If you have a good tattoo artist, they know when, like, all right, I need to pick the needle up off of the skin because she is just about, you know, she's going to scream. Like, if you have a good artist, they kind of see that and they know that makes it easier. But also now, you know, they have the lidocaine sprays and, you know, the different things to kind of make it easy. But some things, like these bones.
Yeah, they got to hurt.
That's going to hurt.
Oh, yeah.
I have all this finished on the inside of your elbow.
Get this redone.
That shit hurt.
Oh, no. This one was almost headless. It was almost because, you know, I got the booby right here and it comes up a little bit. Oh, no, stop that.
Yeah.
I don't need this one.
Girl, I can't even tell the stupid thing. Like, it comes all the way up and over.
Oh my gosh.
On the front, and it's like something that on the back.
Too. But you know, also, because I stumbled upon one on my shoulder. I told you about that. I wasn't mm-hmm. drinking. I don't know how I got that, because I said I would never, ever, mm-hmm. ever get anybody's name on my body, not even my child. But one day, I guess my husband was just looking in my eyes the right way, and I was like, oh, it's a tattoo parlor next door. Let's go over there.
And the funny part is, what you have tattooed is his name, but
I've never called
no
him
one. Yeah. 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 That's the funny
part. Well, because I realized I didn't want to keep going. Like, we're going to stop right there. It's that's enough letters. And I'm like, so the next morning I get up and I'm looking like, what the hell?
And that's without alcohol.
No alcohol. Oh, I still don't know what happened. And he still has no tattoos. He has no tattoos.
Well, the first one that I got, I don't know if I got the Babs Bunny on my shoulder first or if I got the Tasmanian Devil on my leg first. Mm. But in either case, I was 19 for both. So I was a whole different person at 19. So my Tasmanian Devil on my leg had a 40 and a blunt. Yeah. And the first time he did it, the 40 ounce looked like a Coke bottle or something. Mm. So we had to go back and he had to fix that. So then literally a 40, he had a blunt in the other hand and his eyes were bloodshot red. So I had that covered up as an adult. I still have my Babs Bunny though, but she's Babs Bunny looks like she's my age. Like, we need to get her touched up. But so I had Taz covered up with a pretty flower with some tribal around it. But as with any tattoo in age, the lines aren't nice and thin and pretty anymore. So now to get that covered up, I have a piece that goes from my hip all the way down to
how long did that take? How many episodes?
So I'd have to count that one. This one all in was 22, 24, somewhere with all the sessions.
Sessions?
Yeah.
I can't. Because
my tattoo artist is super,
I know,
super detailed.
I mean, your stuff is, I love it.
So detailed.
I love looking at that.
That's like art. All of my that flowers so have art. Like, yeah.
I might have to check them out. Because I maybe should get this one touched up. Because it's 30 years old.
Yeah, I mean.
Yeah. Yeah, maybe instead of getting a new one. Because I always thought, too, I don't want to be cluttered. Like, I see all these people with all this random stuff
that's
everywhere.
That's my thing. The clutterness of it all.
Yeah. I mean, yours is beautiful. All the
themes.
Yeah. So beautiful.
Yeah.
But like, so I figure I don't have any more spots because I have one here. That's the front. I have one here.
Okay. So have you considered stop one here, one here? How about getting a piece?
See, I don't think I could stand. But now look at that. I'm looking at my shoulders. Something on my shoulder.
You really could.
But yeah, but like I said, I got the one.
You can't, but you could.
I got one on each leg.
Yeah.
I got one on the front, one on the back.
Yeah.
And one here. So I was like, every spot. And then I got this one here that I don't love.
Yeah.
I love that. And I was drinking. Yeah. But yeah, it's art. It is so freaking beautiful.
Yeah, when you get a good artist, it makes you want to keep going. It truly does. So with this, I wanted to get half a sleeve. But the problem with that is the vitiligo, because it doesn't look good just to have it right
start
here.
There, yeah.
I wanted to hit, I really want to come cover up Babs and come all the way around and down, just half a sleeve.
Wow.
But we'll see.
Yeah, maybe that's what I'll do, is get this one refreshed, and then it'll be brand new again. Because somebody in my family keeps telling me I had a rose. Like, I've never had a rose.
So if anybody knows
unicorn,
you would.
I know, and I'm looking like, because somebody's like, where's your rose? Like, oh no,
right.
Never had one. It's a Pegasus. It is not
I would
a unicorn,
say,
it's a Pegasus.
I would say at least go see somebody and talk it through. Talk through some ideas. Talk through some sketches. Now I think with tattoo artists, they either make you pay, you know, a little bit up front, because far too often they were spending their time doing the drawings and then people wouldn't come back and get the tattoo. So now they spend an hour, hour and a half drawing up this tattoo only for the person to say, you know, I'm not going to do it.
See, I've never had anything that complicated. Well, except the one on the back. Mm-hmm. Yeah, but the rest of mine is like,
Have you like picked them off of walls? Mm-hmm. Like, oh, I mm-hmm. want that. I want that. Yeah.
Yeah. That's generally what I do.
Yeah. So my tattoo artist, the stuff that's on me is just him drawing it up mm-hmm. and saying, what do you think about this? Now the flowers, because my whole arm is a theme of flowers and vines. And my leg is also vines, butterflies. I have butterflies on both. Hummingbird, like it's a theme. But when I told him what I wanted, I want this flower, this flower, this flower. Then he went through and was like, okay, he would find the flower, then he would draw that shit. Mm. And for my leg, initially I just wanted to go around my leg, like from
the
here.
Vine.
Just, yeah. Oh. And then he was like, well, what about this? And then when he brought that, and I was like, oh shit. I was like, I want that.
See, yeah. See, it's an addiction.
It is.
Like, oh,
and it's a painful addiction. Like, my gosh.
Like, why am I doing this to myself again?
Yes.
You know, it's like, because like, I know, like, I don't remember childbirth, but I told myself it's painful. Don't do it again.
Right.
But I cannot convince myself to not get a tattoo. Yeah. I only had the one baby, but I keep going back for those tattoos.
That's the same thing with my piercings. I had two holes in my tongue. I outgrew that quickly, but I had one on the tip and then one in the back. Mm. Obviously my ears, but I have, I don't know what they're called. I have this one inside of here. Mm. And of course this one right here. I used to have dermals right here. But this one on this side actually rejected. This one over here, I played with it so much it came out.
Mm.
Yeah, I would just sit and kind of twist it and eventually that came out. I've had both of my nipples pierced. My belly button is pierced. My vagina, I had my hood pierced. But my last surgery, they took them out and I just didn't feel like putting them all back in. I was like, fuck it, like, I'm good with
See,
that.
I don't know. And needle and the tattoos are needles like pricking you. Blah, 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 blah,
yeah.
But I can't go with holes in them. I can't put holes in me.
That is funny. I don't like going to the doctor and getting a shot. I mean, I get them. I know it's utterly ridiculous.
I know, right?
I get them. I won't not get it, but I'm like,
ugh. But actually, people who do that, who the shots and the blood draws, they're masochists. That's what I tell her to my girlfriend.
I concur.
Who likes to do this to people?
Yeah. Who you went to school for this?
Right?
Yeah. Do you feel weird about male gynecologists?
Yeah.
Do you really?
Yeah.
Like, what is this for you?
Yeah. Like, why'd you pick this field? But yeah,
I think part of, so you have the OB and you have the GYN, OBGYN, right? The OB part is the babies.
Yeah. Yeah.
You know, but. Okay, and this may be a stupid question, but I'm going to ask it. Can you be a gynecologist without being an OB?
Probably.
Right?
Not, yeah, that is not...
That kind of strikes me as weird, that a male just wants to be a gynecologist, but the OB piece of it, I get, because in order to do that, you have to do this. Yeah.
You got
to
get in there.
Got to get
but
in
there. But yeah, why do you want to be a... I like people on my parts. It's like, and then I said, scoot down.
Keep coming. You know, keep coming.
And then you leave your socks on. Like, oh, I keep telling them, the dentist and the gynecologist, just knock me out and do what
you
got to
do.
Because I can't stand either one of y'all. Yeah. I can't stand. I used to like wear headphones at the dentist because like it sounds like a construction site out
but
here.
But don't you hear it in your head?
It's in me. It's inside of me. The grinding. I was like,
that's my thing with that.
I cannot. Yeah, and they still use those primitive tools.
Yeah, like it looks so bad. Like
the metal is like they not too long ago got the metal speculum.
So they have the plastic ones.
Yeah, they torture.
I never understood. Like it took that long to develop a plastic speculum.
They don't
like
care.
Really?
Yeah, they don't care.
My worst fear with those was that it was gonna get caught.
Yeah, it's gonna
like catch my skin. Yes.
Yeah, like you go in there. It's like it's gonna feel like a pinch. Like. How do you know? Who's ever been pinched in there?
Yeah.
You know, like.
Listen, I had to have a biopsy and I was prescribed a Valium and a Percocet mm-hmm. to take before mm-hmm. I went.
Before you go.
Listen, that's some bullshit. Knock me the fuck out. Like, let somebody say to me, oh, we need the biopsy. Stop right there. Stop right there.
Girl.
If I'm not going to be out, you're not getting in.
You're not getting in.
Right, exactly. You're not getting it. That is the most horrible thing.
It is.
Yeah. Yeah. And it's not even like, because like I said, with all of my piercings and having a piercing down there, the difference between the two is the piercing and it's over. You work yourself up more than the actual pain. By the time you can actually say, it's done. Right. But with the biopsy piece, you got to deal with the cramping, yes. and
you feel this
immediately.
You feel that this whatever the Q-tip.
And then they put the stuff on there.
That feeling is just making
It really is. And why can't you numb it before you do it? Like, why not? You're already in there with the long Q-tip. Just stick that in some lidocaine or something. Yeah, and put it on there. Numb it up.
Numb it up. This will feel like a little pinch. That's all.
I do love my GYN though. She's been my GYN for probably maybe 15 years or so.
I got whoever's on a rotation got that government insurance. Uncle pays for all.
Yeah. You got the vet stuff. But if it had to be that way, then fine. But I like the fact that I've had the same person up there.
They know what's going on.
Yeah. And even though I know she has to look at my chart every time before I come, when she sees me, she's like, hey, how are you? How's everything?
Don't remember your face.
And then you will give a chat and then she'll ask me about the girls. And,
that's wild.
I love that.
I've never had that. Well, I did once upon a time when I had real insurance. I had one
doctor. Stop calling it.
Because I got the... No, because they always ask you, have insurance? Like, nope.
I had
because it's not called insurance. Right. But I am covered, so don't come for me. Because you get that thing at the end of the year, you got to file that you had something. But it's not personal like it used to be when I had the one guy who I just knew and he knew me. Mm-hmm. And, it was a wonderful relationship. Mm-hmm. But now it's like whoever's up.
Yeah.
And that sucks sometimes.
I'm sure.
It does.
Do you realize that we did not even touch on what we were going to talk about?
But this has been good.
I love it.
Yeah.
I love it. I wish
we could get people to get to know us.
Yeah.
How we do what we do.
So we have an idea for one of our episodes. I would love to get some feedback. We want to go out like to a town center or to a waterfront or something like that and just ask random people random questions. And get like just genuine, honest, on the spot responses. I think that would be so fun.
I think so too.
Right. Mm-hmm. I don't know what kind of questions we would ask. What's your favorite sexual position?
I gotta wear my pearls. I gotta wear my sex
position.
I don't do sex. I'm a virgin mom.
Hold on. Let me see if I can.
Mom.
It's working.
It's my mom watching.
As a woman with a child.
My daughter was, what is it?
Immaculate Conception.
Yes, that's what my child that's
Jane Mary. The Virgin.
That's right, Mary. They call me Mary. That's my husband.
Oh, Father. Yeah.
So if you're asking questions like that, I definitely have to have my pearls so I can clutch them.
Oh, my gosh. I mean, I am curious. Like, they always talk about all these different positions in the Kama Sutra and all this different stuff. I like to be able to look, like, just give me missionary. I'll do other stuff, but missionary is, like,
isn't the best. Isn't that the only thing that's legal in Virginia?
It could very well be, because you ain't allowed to stick stuff places. You ain't allowed to do it in certain geographic areas. Like, yeah.
So, you better be careful with that question. People getting arrested. So, it's going to be your fault. I know I'm good.
No comment.
Well, on that note, wrap it up.
Yeah, let's wrap it up.
Well, see, that's something you don't do. If I were doing something.
If you were doing something in a missionary or otherwise.
Otherwise, yes,
we would wrap it up. Okay. Well, thank you all for listening and watching. I keep forgetting. Watching. All
right. Watching.
See you guys next time.
Bye.
Are you picking up what we're putting down? If so, now's the time to like, follow, subscribe, and share. We'd also love to hear from you. Give us a call at 757-504-4649, or you can email us at lifecracksusup@gmail.com, or just drop us a comment. If you're so inclined, do all three.
Thank you for hanging out with us. Be sure to like, follow, share, and subscribe. And look for a new episode every Wednesday.